It's early afternoon at Hayfield High School, and Libertarian candidate for U.S. Senate Matt Waters is making his way to the Republican Club. It meets in a civics classroom on the second floor, and a handful of conservative teenagers are on hand to hear Waters launch into a lesson about Thomas Paine's interpretation of the Book of Samuel.
When the Israelites asked for a king, the warning to Samuel was, hey, no, don't do that. The other nations have kings, the Israelites wanted a king. He said, as soon as you put someone in power up there, they're going to tax you, they're going to send you off to war, you're going to be a slave to the state.
This is not your typical libertarian. In addition to being a statewide candidate, Waters is an experienced political consultant who also happens to have studied at seminary. Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says that sets him apart from a group sometimes associated with legalizing marijuana and prostitution.
We always think of libertarians as almost like the opposite of a religious person, you know, who doesn't want government around, but not for religious liberty reasons, just because, you know, they don't think much government is needed.
Waters doesn't think government is needed much. Take the income tax, for example. Waters wants to eliminate it.
Taxation is theft. We believe taxation is theft. And if I stop the robber from coming to my home, do I care how the robber makes a living? No, I really don't care how he makes a living, as long as he's not stealing my money. So it's a philosophical argument.
That philosophical argument applies across the issues. Guns, for example.
So do I have any limits on guns? Nope, I don't. Silencers? Nope, I don't. Not at all. People think that's radical. Well, maybe, but I think it's in the Constitution.
After the club disbanded for the afternoon, some of the Republican teenagers seemed impressed. One of them is 16-year-old Thomas Shute.
He said some things today that a lot of people would think of as controversial. Get rid of the federal income tax. No limits on guns. What's your reaction to that?
Oh, I think it's radical that people think that's a quote-unquote radical idea, because it should never have been the case. It's just we were made to think that way for so many years of, you know, gridlock politics and what our parents told us, and we should start thinking for ourselves.
The Republican Club at Hayfield High School might be impressed by Waters, but most of its members can't vote. Among registered voters, Waters is polling at about 6%, according to a recent poll from the University of Mary Washington. And he's only raised about $30,000, compared to the Republican, who's raised $1.4 million, and the incumbent Democrat, who's raised $20 million. Kidd doubts Waters will be able to tap into Republican uneasiness about Corey Stewart.
A lot of Republicans who don't want to vote for Corey Stewart and don't have a competitive congressional race are going to sit out this election rather than vote for the Libertarian. And I think it's because the Libertarians haven't been able to reach out to him effectively and enough.
Waters has one thing going for him. He's on the ballot in every precinct in Virginia. That's no easy feat. But neither is getting the message out to voters accustomed to thinking about politics as red versus blue. Reporting from Fairfax County, I'm Michael Pope.